Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. I am happy to be alive on this day because I know that God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. It's about His breath in my lungs that give me the opportunity to bring you inside of my growth development process. If you're new here, I would love for you to stick around so that you can learn from my errors, my mistakes, and also my improvements. In my self-betterment process, I promise to not outgrow you, outsmart you, because I'm here for you. I have a we mentality because if I go and ascend, what good would that be for you? And so as a disciple, Jesus has made the biggest impact on my mind and heart and my heart expression. So I want to make sure that all of my giving is a round of applause for the Trinity. And the Trinity is made up of God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Because if God is truly good to you, then you will make a sound. Right? Because I am a beneficiary of a sound mind, sound faithfulness, sound love, sound peace, gentleness, and etc. So if you are a person that you really don't like to be sharpened, then this may be a hard time for you. But don't worry. You will get used to it because you will hear my heart posture. And if you trust in love and trust that God will guide you to a place of rest, I promise you, you won't hear me talking at you. You will hear me uplifting you back to your feet, back to a place of readiness to say, here I am. Use me, Lord, and have me as your vessel. Because when you are in that state of being, in that state of doing what's required, then you get to witness miracles on miracles. And today, that's what we're talking about. I'm so excited about this because if you didn't know, you're now about to know that I am a miracle, right? I was a dead man walking. I was a person full of shame, guilt, regret. I was discouraged because I just kept making the same choices over and over again. I was just operating in a cycle. But despite my lack, despite my flaws, I encountered a God who has a strong position in discipline, right? And grace. And so this grace I speak of is that God shows up as Himself when I am not in a position to present my best self or my best foot forward. And when God shows up, I get to see people acknowledge me for God's good work. And that is a miracle. The fact that I'm here sharing the good news, also known as the gospel, that's a sign of God's faithfulness. Because I wasn't always a positive thinker and a positive contribution to society. I was negative. All I could think was a victim mentality. But it was a day that I encountered God. And suddenly I knew that God is real. And just like some of you on the other side of this, you're like, okay, what does God have to do with my day? I'm going to tell you about people that I see who are godless. Now, those people are those that are in a sunken place. They are the hurt people that hurt people. They are the miserable. They are the people that self-neglect. They are the people that worry. And when I see those people without God directing their lives, I often think like, you know, their bodies has to be in a state of emergency because without God, you are without your creator. And without your creator, how do you know how to be his creation? And there is no peace when you're wrestling inside of yourself to say, who am I? I used to wrestle with that. I used to look at everyone else around me like, I want to be like that. And I was always looking for inspiration. And then I had the courage to become inspired by me. And so now I am a woman who's become the change that I want to see on the earth. And in that, I am this woman who has experienced this rebirth, and God gets the glory for that. But as I tell my story, I see how afraid people are to come out of hiding, out of their shells, out of that box of depression. Why? Because there's greater on the other side of becoming. Greater works, greater suffering, greater anointing, greater forgiveness. And to repair yourself, you have to be prepared to become a miracle, right? And so when you come in contact with me, I will share some tragedy with you. But what you'll hear in that testimony is that I am triumphant. Nothing that has come up against me has destroyed me, not my own mindset, not my own behaviors, not, any enemy hasn't defeated me, any curse, no hate. There has been no interference to my woman, although in those moments it felt like that I was surrounded and I could not see any way to the other side. But then I was met with light, and that was my flicker of hope. So to see miracles on miracles, you first have to bask in God's goodness and know that God's goodness and mercy follow you all the days of your life. Now, if you have a hard time believing that God is following you, then how can you set your eyes on the miracles that God is doing in this day, this hour? All right, some of you may not believe that I'm a miracle. Well, that's because you don't know my full testimony, right? So I am a person that God changed my outlook. So there is things that I could only see, which was pain, right? And I was like, I could see the abuser. And I was the accuser of brethren and saying, it was you that hurt me. But now the miracle is I get to see the abuser and say, it is you that is hurting, right? And I get to see that person that's hurting. And I'm like, I want wholeness for you. Because I am the miracle reflecting an image bearer before you to show you that God is real. Because all I could speak was how you damaged me. But now I can speak that your actions actually equipped me with a storyline to come back and love another person just like you until they have a piece of mine. So all of my broken pieces actually added to my miracle. And God stirred all of that up, all of the dysfunction, all of the chaos, all of that victim mentality. And he encountered those broken pieces with love. You know, beautiful things happen when you're met with love. Right? You know, people say, well, how did Jesus perform these miracles? He did it in love. Anytime you're absent of love, you really can't see any transformation happening, right? Because when you have love, there's hope. When you have love, you automatically inherit faith because God is love. And as an additive to that love, there's faith, there's hope, Because when you love, you're sustained. All right. So think about the moments that you lack love. What's the emotions that you feel? It may be despair, worry, fear, doubt, right? And you are in a place of loss of control. And then you encounter someone that enters into your situation, whether that be they heard what you said that you're going through, and they greet you with encouragement. They greet you with a smile, and then that discouragement is turned into and flipped upside down to encouragement. Why? Because that person greeted you with something with a seed that was sown inside of you, and that seed is called love. And then right then, that itty bitty act of kindness displayed a miracle. Miracles happen all around us. You could be on the place of, on the verge of suicide, a verge of letting yourself go. And then God will bring a disciple on your path and say, hold your head up. There is good in you. And then that person makes an announcement and calls forth your good in you. And then you have snapshots of your good, and then you're met with mercy. Mercy is a byproduct of love. And then now, instead of taking your life, you're given life, right? And that bonus is credited to God working miracles on miracles. And so my ask to you is, are you ready to be a miracle worker? And that's just saying, I'm going to go in my day and have a heart of gratitude. When is the last time you said something positive to yourself, something positive about what's going on in your day? Because it's hard for you to be seen as a miracle if you're always discouraged. If you're always finding something that is not right, we all can find something that is not right. But if we only look at the wrong, how can we see God? So if you're struggling to see a miracle, I encourage you to step on your balcony, step outside your house, and look at the sky. Right? Go look at the land. Life is moving all around us, and we have no control of that. That is a miracle, right? God is the best artist. Every day that you wake up, God knows that when you're in a low place, so he sends his bird to tweet, right? Or he'll send a little puppy to greet you at your feet. Or he'll put your favorite sunrise or sunset in the sky. Or he may let you see a planet. Or he may put your favorite color on the leaves for the fall season. Whatever it is that God has taken a record of what you like, he puts it before you because God is prepared to change your story. Now, to make history, you have to be in a place to say, you know, am I willing to be a miracle so I can bless the person next to me? And if you're not, then you're not contributing to society in the way that God hoped that you would, because your neighbor is not waiting on Miss Honey on this Here to Grow podcast, you know, to speak life into them. They're waiting on you. If someone told you, I'm having the lowest moment of my life, they said it to you for a reason. You need to pull from that bag of gratitude, and you need to have an attitude that is a winner, because your attitude determines your altitude. So if you want to change the trajectory of someone's life, then you got to make sure that you're not standing in strife or misery, discomfort always. And you got to look that person in the eye and say, well, listen, I remember when I was there. And sometimes I go to the low place often, or just a few times, or almost always. But here's what I do. This is a tool in my tool belt that I use. I just make an announcement that God got me, because God cannot fail. So let me give you an example of God not failing. I work in a classroom with tier three students, and I got word that this particular student was going to enter into my classroom. At that moment, I felt a bit discouraged, because I'm like, oh man, I'm getting the worst behaviors in the county. You know, it was my thought, my emotion. And I was like, I had my head in my hand, and I'm like, God, I need you to help me with this. Because I'd rather walk away from this, because I'm already in a state of heaviness. How can I help someone when I need help? And you know what God said to me? Oh, don't worry, honey. I got you. That's called grace. I will show up as you for you, as you see about yourself. And God was the stand-in miracle for this particular kid. Now, I could tell you, by day three, this kid was doing things that were unexpected. And I'm like, Lord, how are you going to get this kid to, you know, meeting expectations? And God says, take your eyes off of the child and put your eyes back on Christ. And he had me pray for this kid. When I was driving in the car, he would stop me and he would press upon my heart, pray for him right now. And as I was talking to people about him, he was like, when you hang up that phone, pray for him right now. And I began to be a prayer warrior for this kid. And as I was doing that, I saw this kid, you know, have an agreeable spirit to announce himself as darkness. But as he was announcing himself as darkness, he would tell me, Miss Honey, I'm darkness and you're light. And you love Jesus and you're a Christian, but I am not. And I'm hearing this child say these words to me, not knowing how powerful his words are. And as he was sitting across from me, I began to pray. And he looked at me, he said, what are you doing, Miss Honey? Are you praying? I made no comment. And I continued to pray as before I walked into the school, when I entered the classroom, while I was in the classroom, and when I left the classroom, whenever God pressed on my heart to pray for this young man. And guys, I've watched God in 30 days take this young boy, come on somebody, take this young boy from saying, I am darkness, to now make an announcement that he is Christian. Come on. Listen, it's not by my power or my might. It's by me reflecting on my weakness before the King and say, I'm not fit. I'm not in the best condition, spiritual condition, to pour into this kid. But God said, I am. I am that I am. I am ready to be a miracle worker, a way maker in this boy's life. And God said, do your favorite thing with him and freestyle with him. And I agreed to try it. I'm like, okay. And so one day we were sitting on the carpet and I turn on an instrumental, and this kid was acting out all day, leaving the classroom. He was escalated. He heard that beat. His neck turned and he looked at me, and I began to freestyle as God instructed me to. And he looked at me and he was like, can I freestyle with you? And when that boy began freestyling everything that he said out of his mouth. His tongue made confessions that God is real. But he was still finished at it, that freestyle. I'm like, oh, I'm not Christian. I don't believe. I don't believe, Miss Honey. I know you believe. But he will always let me know, I don't believe yet. And then we will freestyle as an incentive. And then he will make another declaration that God is real and that it's Jesus that has his heart in his mind. But he was still, and I saw God wrestling with his heart. And I watched this kid surrender. And as this kid surrendered, God took over his territory. So if you're ready for a miracle like this child was, then that means you have to be at a place that says, to say, I am weak, like Miss Honey said. Like this boy had to say, I'm tired of running away from my miracle. But before you can get in that place, you got to believe that God is capable. Right? And this boy was met with the image bearer. So despite of what the circumstance looked like, I believed for his miracle before the miracle ever happened. Because God believed when I had doubt. God believed when I had fear. God believed when I had worry. And guess what? He's able to turn the page in his story and it says victorious, not defeated. God has not forgotten about you. He will never leave nor forsaken you. But you got to be in a place to say that I'm ready. Because I believe that I carry a level of anointing that even if you dislike God, you will pray. Even if you dislike God, you would get in your word. Why? Not because I'm perfect, but I just believe in God's resurrection power, right? Why? Because he resurrected me. I'm telling you, I was so dead and out of my mind, out of control, and I've seen God tame me. There's so many things I want to do, can do, have done. But God erased all of that with mercy and said, try again, get back up, try again. That's a miracle. There is no one in my life that has forgiven me like God has. That's a miracle. And see, I don't take credit for what God has done and is doing in this young boy's life. Because I remember, I didn't even believe that it could happen. This kid has been out of control since the beginning of the year. But God came into that middle of the year and said, that is my son, and claimed him. So if you're out there and you don't think it's possible and you don't have a Miss Honey in your life and those who are around you have forgotten that God is good, I want you to lean into the sound of my voice. God is steady in the storm. And if you could just be desperate for a little bit and say, by the end of this, God, come on, somebody, I believe that I'm healed. All right. And you have to say, I am whole. Right. I am perfect. I am enough. I am in my right state of mind. Right. I am brave. I am kind. I am strong. And I am powerful. God, I believe that you can heal me. I am healed. You got to decree and declare it. And all who have repeated those affirmations, if there's any doubt, I rebuke doubt in the mighty name of Jesus. All right? And if you're believing God to rebuke a diagnosis, I stand in agreement with you. When two or more are in agreement, it is so. And so for all of you that have received your healing, have received your forgiveness, then I want to say, I am so proud of your miracle. And I pray that you continue to be a miracle on miracles. Go share your miracle with someone else, because it's just that simple. You have to believe. And if there's a child of God in the room, everyone shall be healed. And so I want to thank you all for tuning in. Again, I am God's kingdom ambassador, Queen Lady Honey. It is an honor to serve you, Father, as always. And before I leave, I like to freestyle. So, Father, it's been a while since I got on the microphone to scream your name, proclaim your name. God, you are the highest fame. How could we ever think that we made our own lane, God, when you are the one that came and cultivated the ground for our feet to walk? Oh, God. Listen, I will stalk you, but you don't even make me. So I applaud you for coming to be next to a sinner. You are the winner, and I am your sunshine. Listen, you age in my heart like the finest wine, and I am one of a kind that comes to bring peace of mind to this world intertwined with darkness. Spark them, Father, with your peace, as I be your holy release of God's glory. Guys, thank you again. I am God's Queen Lady Honey, asking you all to stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Until next time.